WHCL-FM, Clinton, New York. Oh, yeah, that's Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks, and they're going to be in Cazenovia next Friday night at the Catherine Cummings Theater at Cazenovia College, 8 Lincoln Street, Cazenovia. That's right off Route 20 is Link Lane Street, and that's where the big donut is in front of the Link Lane Inn, Link Lane House. I don't want to offend anybody, but that's what it is, the Link Lane House. And it's very nice. I've been in there recently. But, yeah, that's next Friday night at 9 or so. Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks will be playing, and that's, you just heard them, but you heard them on their Stomp Off CD Quality Shout, which I have a link to on my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com, but you can also hear them, other ways. So, I do so, please. That would be nice. But next week, that's when they're going to be there, and I'll be there, too. And I will be, the able assistance of Pete Bianco will have great music for you, and it will be great. I know it will be. And it'll be similar to what I play. So if you're you won't hear heavy metal unless the mic stand hits something. But other than that, that usually happens on my watch. And a week after that, World Class Jazz up here at Hamlin College with Dick Hyman on piano, Bucky Pizzarelli on guitar, Eddie Locke, Evan Christopher, Randy Sankey, Nikki Parrott, all playing at 9 p.m. That's a week. That's 2 weeks from today. That would be 9 p.m. 2 weeks from today. So I'm plugging that now because I'm not going to be here next week to plug it. But I hope it gets plugged. But I've got this. I'm going to leave it here so people can do what they want. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and you just heard them. And before that, you heard the Moonlighters, which to avoid taking up way too much time because I'm really I'm gabbing like crazy tonight. Bliss Blood, vocal and ukulele. Cindy Ball, vocals and guitar. Mark Deffenbaugh, steel guitar, acoustic guitar, and national guitar. I'm not sure. It was basically slide guitar. And Peter Maness, acoustic bass. I hope I'm pronouncing everyone's name properly. Usually it's those short names I have trouble with. And I'm Andy Sr., and people have trouble with my name, too, so it serves me right. Let's continue now on Radiola with more Boyd Center. And here he is in 1924, recorded for autograph and issued on Paramount. 1924, The Mobile Blues, Mobile, Alabama. Not, it isn't mobile and like in moving, but it's mobile, you know. Well, you'll figure it out, and so will I, too.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. That was the Cotton Pickers again with the Carolina Stomp, also recorded by Fletcher Henderson in 1925. But that's an early Brunswick Electric. And sounds early for an electric. It's rather a harsh sound. It doesn't have the same depth of resonance that the later, slightly, you know, different companies and whatever, even Columbia Invictors, even from that era, were sounding pretty good. But Brunswick took a while to get the hang of it. It was all contractual and had to do with patents. But the result was eventually they got the hang of it within a couple of years. Before that, the original Indiana Five, wonderful group. No real stars in that band as people that we would know, but they're all vastly underrated. And what a sound. Deep Henderson, 1926, and good sounding acoustic. Nice clean copy of that. Before that, Boyd Center, Mobile Blues on a Paramount. There's never anything that sounds clean on Paramount. It's always sort of crunchy. But I did what I could, and it's I think it adds somewhat to the recording, as my friend Pete Bianco would attest. I'm sure he'll find some nice crunchy things to play for you next week. And if you like the crunch, you know, a lot of people like the crunch. You'll hear some tonight, don't worry. Speaking of acoustics, here's Marcia Freer and Henry Burr here on Radiola with Andy Sr. What'll I do? Indeed. 1924. know you heard Harry Reese all over the place on that one. The Club Royal Orchestra in 1922, under the direction of Clyde Doerr. There are a lot of good musicians in that band, but Harry Reese really stands out as, and it's, you know, it's not really jazz, but it's, I like it. It's good stuff. Before that, something that really isn't jazz, but it moved me. I liked it enough to take a Edison Diamond disc and turn it into something playable on the air. Sybil Sanderson Fagan, whistling all the way through that in 1919 on an Edison Diamond disc. Lardita, magnetic waltz. So I hope you weren't playing that on your computer speakers. You might degauss your hard drive, but still, it will have been worth it after all. Lovely sound. Before that, Marcia Freer and Henry Burr, What'll I Do? 1922. Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah. I, you know, the older I get, the more I like Henry Burr. I never thought much of him when I was younger. I was more of a jazz snob. But and there's nothing wrong with that either. No, there's nothing wrong with that. But I never really thought of Henry Burr. And then I said, boy, his voice just kills me. It's just, there's something about it that's just so real. And it does grab me. And it's really worth hearing once in a while. So I try to play Henry Burr once in a while. This is Radio All. I'm Andy Sr., and we're going to continue now. Speaking of jazz, we got some coming. Here's a Dixie Jazz Band, which is actually Eddie Condon, and you'll hear Jack Teagarden, you know, playing all through this thing. 1929 off a Challenge 78. Making friends. Well, sounds like Facebook, doesn't it? Yeah. Thank you. 1931, and so that was Duke Ellington with 12th Street Rag. No, War Horse by Uday L. Bowman, written some years before that in the teens, but there he was, Duke, playing it in 31. And also from 31, Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra with Tiger Rag. Now, which band seemed, be tighter? I love Fletcher Henderson's group, but Duke was like, I don't know if he was a martinet or what, but that group was a lot tighter. That's why I finished the set with it, of course. And a group that was probably pretty tight, but for a different reason, the Dixie Jazz Band. Eddie Condon probably brought some to the studio with him, Making Friends, 1929. Jack Teagarden in there. And, they sound like they were making friends, all right. This is Andy Sr., and I hope, I have a lot of good friends, and I appreciate every one of them. And that's basically what gets me through when I'm feeling a little crazy, and that's been this week. So I'm feeling a little good, a little bit better than I was, and I'm a little happier. And I want to thank everybody who sent me packing, set me straight, and set me on the right course. This is Radiola, by the way, and WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Here's Frank Luther, and of course there are some people who aren't friends, and this guy. He hopes you'll hate him, and sometimes making the right enemies doesn't hurt, but this guy makes enemies for a reason. 1928, The Bum's Rush.
I am that famous Bowery bum you hear so much about. The ladies hide their pocketbooks whenever I go out. I'm noted for my dirty work, no matter what I do. Now everybody hates me, and I hope you hate me too. I met a man the other day on Fifth Street, corner Grand, and asked him for a dime to buy a cup of coffee, and says he to me, "You dirty bum, you better move along. The coffee that you drink, I think, is quite a bit too strong." They always give me the bum's rush. I'm getting weary today to hear the people tell me, "Oh, you dirty drunken bum, be on your way." I walked into a restaurant as hungry as a bear, and went right over to the man behind the counter there. Says I, "Just one banana, please, will keep me satisfied." He took me by the collar and he dragged me right outside. I walked up to a farmer's house to get a hunk of bread, and when I rang the bell, his loving wife came out instead. She started in to yell, "Police, a thief is in the hall." And just for that, I spent a month behind a prison wall. They always give me the bum's rush. I'm getting weary today to hear the people tell me, "Oh, you dirty drunken bum, be on your way." The winter time will soon arrive, those days of freezing snow. I'd better look around and find a warmer place to go. They do not even let me use the hallways for a flop. "Get out, you tramp," they tell me, "or I'll have to call a cop." I wish you lots of luck and joy, and as I say goodbye, I promise to be back with you before the next July. Save all the leavings that you can upon the windowsill, so I may have a picnic, and for once I'll get my fill. Perhaps I won't get the bum's rush and feel disgusted all day to hear the people tell me, "Oh, you dirty drunken bum, be on your way." So goodbye, ladies. Goodbye, ladies. Goodbye, ladies. I got no handout today.
Connors and Orchestra will now play "You Rascal, You."
Thank you. dead, you rascal, you. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. I'll be glad when you're dead and gone, then you let my wife alone. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. I'll be standing on the corner high, you rascal, you. I'll be standing on the corner lap down, you rascal, you. I'll be standing on the corner high when they bring your body by. I'll be glad when you're gone, you rascal, you. You might think I'm telling you a story, you rascal, you. You might think I'm telling you a story, you rascal, you. You might think I'm telling you a story, but if I don't mean it, glory, be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
New York group playing on Hawaiian instruments, singing in German. Blue Angel Medley, songs of Friedrich Hollander, yes. Bliss Blood on the vocal and ukulele, Cindy Ball on vocals and guitar, and Mark Diefenbaugh steel guitar, obviously, or whichever one of those he was playing was good. And Peter Maness on the acoustic bass, of course. And they're the Moonlighters, and this is their new CD, Enchanted, and you will find a link on my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. And I just heard them a couple of weeks ago, and I said, yeah, I want to put them on the show. I like, they're in the same sort of, you know, they're working along with Baby Soda Jazz Band and a lot of others, and there's a lot of good groups down in New York that ought to be heard. They're really good. Got to get these people up here once in a while if they can stand a look at us. And before that, we had Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra as the Connie Zinn Orchestra, Claude Jones on the vocal, and whoever opened that. I wonder if that was Fletcher doing that little announcement at the start of it. You Rascal You, 1931, reissued on a Varsity, late in the 30s. But that's the original master, so you got to love it. Before that, Frank Luther, The Bum's Rush, and that's really original, 1928. And, I should have a cough button here. Sometimes that's how you feel. You just, you know, I don't care. But you just want to offend people, and I do that occasionally. I'm Andy Senior, and I hope you're not too offended. This is good music tonight. We're gonna trim this playlist just by one. Because I think just because we will, but I do want to mention also, Vince Giordano's Nighthawks are going to be playing in Cazenovia next Friday night, and they'll be starting a little after 9 at the Catherine Cummings Theater on Link Lane Street, 8 Link Lane Street, right at Cazenovia College, and they're marvelous. And you'll hear them again right now with Cliff Jackson composition, The Terror. Oh, yeah. Well, you want to hear that, and you can ask him to play that, too, and he will. That is, what a sound. That's Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks, and they will be up here in upstate New York amidst all the of all our ruralness at in Cazenovia College, the Catherine Cummings Theater. Yeah, you just show up. It's like a $10 donation, and you should donate. You should give 20. Don't forget about 10 bucks. Give 20. You know, give more, because these guys have to pack all that stuff up and drive up from New York and, you know, pay tolls and stuff. And it's we have to entertain them and be, you know, treat them like we're glad to see them. And we should be, because this opportunity won't occur again for a while. So go next week, would you? Please do. And the week after then, on October 2nd, and I want to say this because I'm not going to get to say it for a week or so, and by then it will have happened. The world-class jazz will take place on October 2nd at 9 p.m. Dick Hyman on the piano, Bucky Pizzarelli, Eddie Locke, Evan Christopher, Randy Sankey, Nicky Parrott will perform at the Phileas Event Barn, Beinecke Student Activities Village, and that's a big round barn up there, 9 p.m., and it's free. Everything's free. Well, you can give a donation if you like. You know, musicians always have a tip jar out, and you should fill it generously. Next week, you will hear my friend Pete in this spot, and he has some great things to play, and I know he does. And tomorrow night, Mark Fuller. Oh, boy, how can you go wrong? And coming up is the Gray Fox. I'm Andy Sr., and oh, boy, am I tired. This is Radiola, WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And there will be no PSA after this because we're going to cut it very close.
Like a rose that blossoms and grows, then withers and goes, dear, when summer is gone. Or birds of the spring that joyously sing, then take to the wing, dear, when summer is gone. I can't believe that we've just been dreaming, that all of our scheming must end with a dawn. So tell me again, love is not in vain, that it will remain, dear, when summer is gone.
WHCL FM, Clinton, New York.